My real name is Wilford, and Eskimo name is Iligudak, and I have another Eskimo name from Big Diomede, Upkena, and my last name is Anolek. I'm originally from King Island, but I was a summer baby born in Nome in 1947, August 5th. When you do the Eskimo dancing and singing, or in the back dancing, you feel good about yourself. You feel better. It makes you feel better. And it makes you forget all the problems you had in your life, in your mind. And it's just like turning everything over to the care of God. King Island drumming and dancing was done for way before I was born. Probably for, I don't know, maybe 1,000 years. And all the instruments were made out of, the drum was made out of driftwood, the hard piece of hardwood that stump part, and the skin was from walrus stomach, and the handle was made from a hardwood or reindeer horn or ivory handle. They used the string, long string, to really make it tight and make it sound good. Now that dancing, which was used for meditating and prayer. Before, after the missionaries came back in probably 1800, 1900, the missionaries thought we were dancing or praying for the devil, and it's not true. It was just like to make us feel better. Eskimo dancing was used for special occasion, like when young person hunt a seal or any kind of birds, we had dances over them to make them migrate more. And the walrus dance was done for, I always say, good luck for next hunting season. And there was a wolf dance, which was performed by different villages before, way before I was born. Growing up at King Island, us younger generation, we had glimpse of Eskimo dancing. You know, we barely catch the way the Eskimo dance, and because us kids were always doing something else, not listening. But then later on, when we get older, we start learning. Some buy old recordings, and Eskimo singing wasn't really written on a piece of paper. somehow they keep it up there, up in their in the brain, or they remember by listening how they the things back them days. And today, I'm very proud for my King Island relatives that are keeping up the native songs that almost lost, you know. We are getting out those old songs back slowly, but it takes practice to get good at it. I mostly perform when they have conferences in Nome, and although I kind of shy away from it, and but still I listen to it on radio and on DVD and I also practice my voice with my Eskimo drum at home. As a teen, after we moved here back in 1959 to early 60s, when I was a teen, I started listening to rock and roll and some country and a little bit of bluegrass and religion program. When I was 17, I wanted to become a musician, rock and roll singer, and I couldn't do it back in them days because I wasn't very educated. Back in them days, I didn't know how to read English or read notes. And my first instrument was an acoustic guitar when I was maybe about 16, 17 years old. I ordered from Cadillac for $25 acoustic guitar. After I ordered that guitar, I was listening to 45 RPMs long playing albums. Very first singer was Elvis, who was back them days, and other singers I listened to on record players, and I always say they sound good, you know, and I like the way they make music, just like Eskimo singers, you know, they're good, and I learned by listening. I'm mostly self-taught musician. And as I got older, I kept playing all these years, Eskimo dancing and playing guitar and teaching myself. And today I go to the library, all the copies from the computer with the guitar chords and bring them home and practice on them. Playing guitar, no, it's just like drumming and strumming guitar. It makes me feel better. It takes my stress away from my mind. And it playing guitar and reading the notes takes me out to read better. I did take writing poems and when I was in JD class in Anchorage, and how to write poems and learn how to write songs. I do have some few songs that I wrote, and I keep practicing them until I find right kind of tune for them. Playing guitar and singing in the back, it's just like you know, when you're beating your drum. Just like beating my drum on my guitar.